Hey, if you want to save more money, maybe you want to pay off debt, maybe you want to reduce financial stress in your life, I am very excited to announce the release of our spring workshop coming up on April 23rd. Now, in this free workshop, we're going to walk you through step-by-step on how we've been personally able to help thousands of people save and pay off tens of millions of dollars. And these are normal people making normal incomes just like you and I. So if they can do it, you can do it too. If you'd like to sign up, head over to debtfreedad.com, click on the green button at the top of the page, and I can't wait to see you at our spring workshop.
Have you tried a variety of solutions to fix your finances only to fail? Do you feel like nothing is working and that your tires are sort of stuck in the financial mud? And all you keep doing is spinning your wheels over and over, finding yourself each month with the same struggles. Well, maybe, just maybe, you're looking for a solution to the wrong problem. Today, I want to give you a short task that just might help you identify the real root of your problems and get you out of the mud and back onto the road of financial success. This is the Debt-Free Dad Podcast, where we help normal, everyday people like you take control of your finances so you can live a happier, less stressful life. My name is Chris Hawkins, and I will be your host for today's episode. From 2005 to 2008, my wife and I paid off just under $100,000 in debt, and we've been debt-free except for our house now for over 15 years. So speaking of 2008, back in 2008, just a month before I paid off my last debt, I started a doctorate degree program in workforce education. And the first semester that I was in class, I took a statistics course and a workforce education policy course. Ooh. Well, that course started off with 8 people in the class, and all but one of us was in our very first semester. And the course, it met in a small conference room around an oval table. And the professor who was going to be teaching that class, he was starting his very last semester before retiring. And recognizing that all but one of us was sort of new to this doctorate degree process, he took about an hour out of the first 3 hours on the first class day to walk us through the whole process. And he started by telling us that a doctorate degree is a terminal degree. Well, by that, he meant that there's no other higher degree that we would be able to achieve. Sort of, there's nothing past a doctorate degree. You can get a bachelor's degree, master's degree, but after a doctorate degree, that's it. So that's what he meant by terminal. He also meant that professors would no longer be telling us what to learn, and that professors wouldn't be teaching us, but rather guiding us. They wouldn't be giving us a test and asking us to sort of regurgitate what they've taught us. He went on to explain that a doctorate degree would be our opportunity to prove to a panel of professors called a committee that you have mastered the art of lifelong learning. And so through this program, we would learn to sort of ask great questions and then find great answers to those questions. So we would, in essence, be the one doing both the questioning and the answering. And that if we made it through the program, we would sort of gain a confidence in our ability to both ask questions and then find answers to our own questions. So fast forward to the year 2018. I had completed my degree way back in 2011, and I happened to pick up a copy of the book, The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. And if you listen to this podcast regularly, Brad actually referenced this same book back in our episode about financial fables. So as I was reading through the book, I chuckled a few times while reading the chapter titled The Focusing Question. And that chapter took me all the way back to that conference room, listening to the professor talk to us about asking great questions and finding great answers. So let me read to you just a portion of that book that made me think back to that one day when I began my doctorate degree program in that small conference room around an oval table. The author said, quote, "Answers come from questions." Well, Think about that. Answers come from questions. Okay, I get it. And the quality of any answer is directly determined by the quality of the question. Ask the wrong question, get the wrong answer. But ask the right question, oh, you get the right answer. And here's my favorite part. Ask the most powerful question possible, and the answer can be life-altering. How we phrase the questions we ask ourselves determines the answers that eventually become your life, end quote. Now, what does all this have to do with personal finance? I'm sure that's what you're asking. Well, I've talked in this podcast about the journey that most people will go through. And that journey begins with recognizing that you have a problem, which inevitably leads to searching for answers. And for most, this is where the tire sort of gets stuck in the mud. The answers you think you have found end up not working. And you're right back at the beginning. Well, because you never find the right answers, most people end up giving up. So I want to suggest to you that the problem that you're trying to find the answer to in your finances isn't really the problem. Because you're searching for an answer to the wrong problem, you're not able to find the solution to what actually is your problem. So remember what the author said. Ask the wrong question, get the wrong answer. Ask the right question, get the right answer. Ask the most powerful question possible, and the answer can be life-altering. So if you feel like you aren't finding the best solution to your financial problems, let me suggest that you think differently and look for the real problem. So if that's you, I've got a simple exercise that I want you to try. Now, I actually learned about this from several engineers many, many years ago who told me that this is a common task that they do as part of their engineering work. And it involves going all the way back to your childhood. Now, if you're a parent, one of the things that can drive you nuts is an inquisitive child who asks a very important question over and over again. It's sort of like Chinese water torture. So when a child is curious, they ask the question, why? And when you give them the answer to that question, what do? They ask, why? And you again answer only for them to ask, why? And this charade seems to never end. Well, is the child doing that to annoy you? No. They're simply trying to find a better understanding. They're seeking answers through asking just a simple question, why? And the more times that they ask, the more detailed answers they get from you. If you're struggling financially and nothing seems to work, try and ask a series of questions so you can drill down to the most important question, the one that just very well might be your problem. And so the way this works is ask yourself a question and then answer that question. Then use that answer to ask a follow-up question. And that follow-up question needs to begin with what, why, or how. When you get an answer to that question, use that answer to create another question and do this five times altogether, or four more times after the initial one. Each time asking a question that begins with what, why, or how. Now, notice I didn't include the words when or who. Now, sometimes those are valuable questions, but for now, stay away from them because they often lead to blame, to hatred, and to you doing nothing to help you find the right problem for which you can't find the right answer. Now, when you try this out, rule number one's got to be honest with yourself. If you're not, it's not going to work. You also have to be dedicated to discovering the best question to get the best solution. So this isn't a one-time thing. So let me walk you through a quick example that I just jotted down. And first and foremost, there could be a billion answers to each of these questions. I just happened to come up with an answer in order to show you how this process sort of works. Okay. So for instance, let's say that you think your problem is you can't pay all of your bills. Oh, I can't pay my bills. I can't pay my bills. I don't have enough money. Well, trying to find a solution to that problem more than likely isn't going to help you find an answer that can be life-altering. You might try and ask yourself, well, why can't I pay all of my bills? That's question number one. And notice it began with the word why. Answer, because I have too much debt. Question number two, taking that answer, turning it into a question. Why do I have too much debt? Answer, I don't know. Question number three, why don't I know? Answer, well, because I've never really tracked my income and expenses. Question four, why haven't I tracked my expenses? Answer, I've never really known how. Question five, what can I do to learn how? Answer, might be to read a book on budgeting. Now that you've gone through this process, if this happened to be you, now again, this is a hypothetical situation, what should you probably do? Well, consider reading a book on budgeting. That's going to help give you the confidence. It's going to help give you the knowledge to get started budgeting. It's not going to make you perfect at it, but it's going to at least give you the confidence to get started. And the more that you budget and the more you track your expenses, the more you're going to learn. Then you just might discover through this whole process that you eat out a lot more than you thought. And you spend a large amount of money at restaurants. So you do the math and you realize that if you didn't eat out as much, you'd be able to pay your bills. So that becomes the catalyst to repeat the process. So now the problem is I eat out too much. Question number one, why do I eat out as much as I do? Answer, well, I never have enough time to cook. Question number two, why don't I have enough time to cook? Answer, we get home too late. Question three, why do we get home too late? Well, we've got to take the kids to practice most nights. Now, let me stop here real quick. I'm not going to suggest that you tell the kids they can't play sports or that you're not going to take them to things anymore. All right? So then let's figure out a different question here. Number four, what can we do to make it quicker to cook meals at home? Answer, well, maybe we can make extra meals on the weekends. Question five, what do I need to do to make meals ahead of time? Answer, well, maybe I can double each recipe when I cook and then freeze the extra. So going back to the problem you were trying to find a solution to, which is you can't pay your bills. Well, why couldn't you? Well, it's because you ate out too much, right? No. No, your problem is you have a busy schedule. And taking your kids to practice and to games leads to you getting home too late to cook. So you take the easy way out, and I get it. We've been there and done that. You go out to eat. You stop by a fast food restaurant on the way home. And so by doing this questioning, you might just find that your problem isn't that you can't pay your bills, but rather that you just get home too late, you're tired, and you don't want to cook. So making meals ahead of time so you can overcome getting home late and not wanting to fix dinner might leave you more money in your account, which would allow you to pay your bills. So see how far you've moved away from that generically worded wrong problem to something more specific. And it just might possibly be the problem that you need to find an answer to. And when you've identified a possible great answer to help you find the money to begin paying your bills on time, that might make your life a little bit better, a little less stressful. And this exercise of asking yourself, have I really identified the right problem? And then going through questions to create a better question It's an exercise that takes time to get practice at, and you very well might come up with a variety of different answers at each question. And so you might have to repeat through this process several times, but make sure you're honest with yourself. Go through it each time, varying your answers, and eventually you will probably find a problem that most closely resembles the one that you truly have. And when you can identify that problem, that's going to help you find answers that just might alter your life.